And we welcome you to the NovaCare Complex. Dave Spadaro with you on this Monday, the day after the Eagles lost to the Dallas Cowboys. A critical week for the Philadelphia Eagles, a critical time period for head coach Chip Kelly. He's got to find out who's going to play quarterback this week against the Giants on Sunday. We'll get that update from the head coach shortly. It's all about health. Michael Vick coming back from his hamstring injury. Nick Foles with a head injury. So will either of them be healthy enough to play, to practice this week, and to play against the Giants on Sunday? We'll find out about that. If not, Matt Barkley would be in line to start his first NFL game. Eagles still trying to recover from the tough loss to the Cowboys, 17-3 on Sunday. Offense really struggling. Nick Foles, 11 of 29, 80 yards. A passer rating of 46.2. LeSean McCoy, not a whole lot better. The Cowboys doing a terrific job defensively. They just were all over number 25. I mean, they were gang tackling. They were all over McCoy, who, even when he got to the second level, was stopped for short gains, unable to burst outside, made a couple of people miss, but not enough to get this offense cruising. Now, the next question here is, what does Chip Kelly do to make this offense fly back to where it was for those first six games? He'll answer those questions here when he meets the media. Let's get to some headlines and get you caught up for this Monday afternoon.
Thanks, Dave, and let's get to those headlines. A day after the Eagles fall 17-3 to the Dallas Cowboys, completely shut down offensively, low numbers for the season in almost every category. The running game gets nothing going, and Nick Foles, a week after being the NFC Offensive Player of the Week, goes 11 for 29 for only 80 yards and three quarters of play. He left the game to be evaluated for a head injury, did not return. We will get the full status from Chip Kelly live here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And the big story all week is going to be who plays quarterback next Sunday against the New York Giants. If it's not Foles, will it be Michael Vick, who is working his way back from that hamstring injury? Kelly did say that Vick looked better Sunday morning than he has over the past few days. And if neither of those guys can go, maybe it will be Matt Barkley, the rookie who came in and threw three interceptions in his NFL regular season debut in the fourth quarter against the Cowboys. Meanwhile, the one silver lining, the defense did play well against the Cowboys yesterday, holding their high-powered offense to only 17 points. So stay tuned later in the show. Chip Kelly's press conference live right here on Eagles Live.
Thank you very much, Bo. After the game on Sunday, Chip Kelly obviously frustrated and disappointed after the 17-3 loss to Dallas. Eagles now 3-4. Chip Kelly yesterday, a little melt of the questions that he answered following a very disappointing loss, one that ended the Eagles' two-game win streak.
And we didn't play well at all offensively, didn't do anything to help us out. I thought our defense did an outstanding job all day. And I think our special teams, besides the one kickoff, did a really good job on a team that was probably the most dangerous return team in the game. But offensively, we couldn't get anything going. He got hit in the head, and he went to an independent, so I haven't gotten anything back from that. But I know he was, when they said he went to the independent, they said he was out. So
he was off. I guess that's what I would say. He was, you know, at times we had guys open, we didn't put the ball on them, but there were other times where we didn't help him either. So they obviously executed better than we executed, but, well, there were times where we couldn't get off coverage, and, you know, we held on to the ball, and there were other times we had guys open and we just didn't get it to them. And I don't have an answer for that one. It's everybody on the offensive side of the ball. I don't think we blocked very well, and I don't think we caught the ball very well. I don't think we got off of routes very well. It was 11 guys on offense. It was all of us on offense, me calling plays, everybody. You know, it's not just one guy. So
I think all of us on offense, myself included, our decision-making wasn't very good.
What did you think of Deshaun today?
Hot and cold, you know. I think just like everybody, there's not anybody on offense that stood out. You know, you score 3 points. You know, there's not many guys you can say, hey, they played a really good game. So, yeah, I mean, I've been pleased with our offensive line. I wasn't pleased with anybody on offense today. But I think overall, from a season standpoint, I thought our guys have done a really good job up front. But today, nobody, all of us, everybody that coaches on the offensive side of the ball, everybody that plays, we didn't play well enough today. Obviously, scoring 3 points in this football game, not going to get it done. You know, and it takes everybody to win a football game. And I think a couple aspects of our team played really well today, but one aspect of our team didn't, so. Certain, there's X amount of snaps every day that the number two guy gets, so whatever that is, you know. So Matt's gotten some reps in there. You know, Mike's reps came in 7-on-7, so any team reps, Matt and Nick were the two quarterbacks in the team reps. Mike hasn't gotten any team reps yet. Yeah, Matt got put in a tough situation. You know, we're throwing every down, and You know, he can get the ball out of his hands quickly. You know, he did some nice things at times, but, you know, you got to understand he's got to understand first time playing. You know, got beat once in Manfredi, linebackers waiting, playing his eyes, made the pick. You know, the pick down on the corner, that was the corner coming off. We got to throw the ball down, you know, some experience factor things, but difficult situation for Matt to be in, to go into a game for his first time to be in that situation. So
I think there was, you know, you really excited on how our defense was playing. You know, I just think that overall through the course of the game, I thought they played with great effort. I thought they did a really good job against a very explosive passing operation. You know, Dez Bryant was out there, Witten was out there, Tony Romo's, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in this league. So I think our defense gave us some optimism at that point in time. And could they get a stop? And they did. D'Amico got us, you know, a huge play in the second half. But we got to capitalize on that. We got a huge interception, gets the ball down to us in the red zone. And we got to come away with seven and make it a different football game.
You know, we went for it on fourth down and got the first down, and then we got to come away with a touchdown in that situation. So I think I don't think we were feeling sorry for ourselves because we didn't hit the open guy, but we still executed, got a first down, and now we got to put the ball in the end zone, and we didn't.
No, they weren't loading extra guys in the box. They did exactly what they did coming into the game. They played some two deep schemes. They played some man free schemes. They played some three deep schemes. You know, it's just what they've done. You know, what they've done up until this point. You know, there wasn't anything that we looked at and were surprised and said, hey, that's a new wrinkle in terms of what they're doing. So
what happened yesterday? What happened to the offense? What happened to quarterback Nick Foles, who'd been so outstanding in wins over the Giants and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and showed such great promise in his rookie year? Was it just one of those games when it all fell apart at a really inopportune time? We'll talk about that. The players will talk about that on the other side. We also invite your phone calls coming up, 215-339-6709. It's Eagles Live. I'm Dave Spadaro. Reminder, Chip Kelly on the way to discuss updates with Nick Foles and his head injury that forced him to leave the game for all of the fourth period on Sunday. At this point, where does the head coach think the Eagles go at quarterback for next Sunday, Lincoln Financial Field, when the Giants come to town? We're coming back. It's Eagles Live in just a moment.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays, but you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
SEPTA is the way to get to games.
I love taking the subway down there because I feel like I'm, you know, with all fans.
Everybody's got their gear on.
People are chanting and cheering on the train before you even get to the station.
There's a sense of camaraderie because Philly loves their sports teams.
It's really fun. It's Philadelphia.
It's the end of an era.
All the parties. The stories.
I'm going to miss your smell.
You were my first.
What? I knew it.
It's true.
Oh, man, I'm sorry I broke your leg.
I wrote a song. Sorry. Here we go.
Keep the good times going with the crisp, refreshing taste of Bud Light. Here we go.
Whoa. Check out this new couch.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified, authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
That's you, Jones.
That's me. Mm-hmm.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
When I was a little kid, I thought riding SEPTA was just the coolest thing. I thought, I'm on this big piece of metal blazing down these tracks. There's people ringing bells above me. There's honking going on. There's trees flying by. It's fantastic.
Yeah. We welcome you back. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Make sure that you stay with us. Chip Kelly meets the media shortly. And obviously, quarterback is the first order of business. And that will be the line of questioning, I imagine, along with what happened with an offense that went into Sunday's game fifth in the NFL in points, scored third in the NFL in yards per game. Just a performance that was completely out of left field, where the Eagles just unable to get anything going in the passing game with Nick Foles. You see the numbers there from Foles. And, yeah, a lot of it was on Foles, 11 of 29. This is somebody who completed 67% of his passes this season. Had a quarterback rating last week, the reigning NFL champion or player of the week, offensive player of the week in the NFC. And then you see the numbers there from Sunday. There were receivers open, no question about it. There were players who were there to make plays. Nick just didn't make it happen. So we'll hear what Coach Kelly says about that after watching all the film. And really, the big topic of conversation is how healthy is Foles? He took a hit late in the third quarter, was then taken as per the NFL's protocol, independent evaluator, described as a head injury. I'm sure that Chip Kelly will have a further update on that and give us an idea of when the Eagles practice here at the NovaCare Complex on Tuesday, who's the quarterback? This is what's going to be so interesting. Take a look now at Foles for the season. That completion percentage went way down to 57.8%. Still no touchdowns, still a very good quarterback rating. You judge Nick Foles on his body of work. It's been a small sample thus far. Not on yesterday alone. And that's the message from Chip Kelly here. It has been a long period of time here from yesterday to today. It feels like forever. However, as we look at the numbers, Eagles taking some of the positives here. The Eagles defense outstanding. We'll talk about that a little later in the show. The Eagles offense all around, though, just not up to the standards that it had set through those first six games. Players react to the performance. 17-3 loss. Disappointment, of course. Frustration, yeah. And certainly this team knows that it's got some work to do to get back on track for Sunday.
Well, I mean, first I feel for this team, the organization. We put so much hard work through the week, push so much time into it, they lose. You know, and also with the fans, you know, they pay their hard-earned money to watch us play and perform and do well. We haven't been doing well at all, starting since last year all the way this year. So, got to fix that.
Stuff just didn't go right. I couldn't tell you what went wrong. We gave up a couple sacks, miscued on a bunch of third downs. We just got to clean it up this week and get ready for the Giants.
No matter if it's first place or not, to come out and play the way we did was disappointing. You know, you don't want to go through all week practicing hard, watching film extra, doing all the things like that, and then come out with it like this. It looked like we didn't prepare right, you know. So, that wasn't the case, but it's definitely sad, for us to come out and play like that at home.
Yeah, I don't really know what's going on at home. I wasn't here for the last year's games, but this year's games, we were close against the Chargers and the Chiefs. In this game, we just didn't play just up to our standard, and it's tough. I mean, we want to put on a good show for the fans, and unfortunately, we haven't had that.
This is probably one of my worst performances since being a rookie, so it's got to get better.
I think for the most part this season, the running game has been our most consistent thing on offense, especially through the first six games. Other than the Giants game, we did a great job running the ball. I mean, we were one of the best in the league running the ball.
Right.
So, for whatever reason, we couldn't get that going today. We got to look at the tape, see what's going on. I don't know if it's schematics or guys just missing one block here or there that's, causing us to be unsuccessful in that area. But, the line that we have, the running back that we have, there's no reason why we should struggle ever running the ball.
Just got to go in tomorrow and check it out. You know, maybe we wouldn't get to the second level fast enough. The backers were scraping, a couple times I kind of felt like they was doing that, but I wasn't for sure because, I'm man blocking all the time, I couldn't really tell. So, you go to the sideline, look at the pictures, and, they look like it's a hole, but you can't really tell.
All right, so that's the Eagles' offensive players reacting yesterday, obviously understanding that, hey, they got to get back on track for the Giants game coming up. The Giants, by the way, play the Vikings tonight, so it'll be a short week for the New York Giants. In the fourth quarter on Sunday, Matt Barkley, fourth-round draft pick, had his first opportunity to play in the NFL, and it was tough. It was a tough spot for Barkley. He had some good moments where he threw the football and completed passes. He had some moments that he'd love to have back, though, with three interceptions on successive drives. For Barkley, his first taste in the NFL, you know, that's generally the way it goes, your first time out. The pace is so fast. The scheme is so different, and you just can't replicate that during practice. So Barkley looks at it as if he had a chance to go out and learn something, and that's what he's going to take from the experience on Sunday. And when he gets his next opportunity, Matt Barkley believes he will be more prepared to play and to excel at the quarterback position.
You can always improve. It sounds cliche, but you got to start somewhere, and I felt I was ready to go in. I felt I was prepared. Trying to do as much as I could, maybe a little too much, trying to extend plays and, you know, come from behind and all that stuff, just get the ball in the end zone. But, you know, it stinks to lose. And the plays down for most of the game, and couldn't really watch the game because my head was usually down while the play was going on in the beginning part of it. So, again, a lot of those questions will be answered coming up next week, but I think, you know, everything has to start with the run game, and I don't feel like we put enough on the ground to open up the passing game, but we'll see what that tape shows us. I would say the only difficult thing about that is just the timing with those guys. I mean, you get one on routes versus air with those receivers and warm-up drills, but to go live speed, 100% seeing their breaks, seeing their drop their hips, their little tendencies that those receivers have with the ones. I don't totally know all theirs yet. So when I say there's a lot to learn, I got a lot of growth, I think, in front of me, which I'm excited for. But I felt comfortable with the game plan and knowing the plays and all that. That wasn't an issue.
We don't yet know about Barkley and his ability to play at this level. Certainly, he is a professional in every way and very mature, very understanding of what he's got to do to get better. And we'll see if he's the guy on Sunday, who knows, against the New York Giants. Eagles need to have a quarterback, obviously, at practice on Tuesday. We don't know if Nick Foles will be that quarterback. We don't know if Michael Vick will be healthy enough after the hamstring injury. Chip Kelly will update us here in just a short period of time. When we return to Eagles Live, we're going to talk a little defense. Some good points from the defensive side of the football these last several weeks. The defense making strides, and in the big picture, very important, this division wide open for the taking. Is the defense good enough to help the Eagles get there? We'll talk about it on the other side here on Eagles Live.
And action.
That's a wrap.
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
Ready for a little fun? You could scratch your way to instant winning. Play the Pennsylvania Lottery's new instant game, Jack-O-Lantern Jackpot, with 10 top prizes of $50,000. It's kind of fun when it all comes together. Keep on scratching.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Ooh,
Each one of us is our own boss. And no matter where you are in life, ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha-ha.
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Dave Spadaro here. It's Eagles Live. Chip Kelly soon, so hang in there. And one of the things we're going to talk about is the Eagles' defense on Sunday, which had its best effort of the season, limiting a powerful Dallas Cowboys offense to 17 points, picking off Tony Romo twice, once at the end of the first half, and once when D'Amico Ryan's across the middle making an outstanding interception and returning that to the Cowboys' 30-yard line. But the story of the day, the Eagles just unable to take advantage. We look at the numbers. The Cowboys just 22 first downs, 368 total yards, just 74 rushing yards. Now, Dallas was 2 of 2 in the red zone, and that really hurt the Eagles. You certainly want to hold them to field goals, not touchdowns. Time of possession, Eagles D on the field a long, long time. Eagles defensive coordinator Bill Davis, though, very disappointed that the Eagles lost the game, but understands from a defensive standpoint, as he said all along, trust him, this thing's getting better. Players learning their techniques, fitting together much better. And that is the theme of the defensive day in a 17-3 loss to Dallas.
I think the guys are tightening down their coverage in secondary. Again, it's getting familiar with our techniques and the calls. And then I think the pass rush is getting there. I really do. I think the stunts and games are getting better. You know, I know we only had two sacks, I believe, today.
Right.
But it felt like we were on him all day. You know, we were. He was getting rid of the ball, but at least he felt the pressure, and I think that had an impact on the rest of the passing game. D'Amico's had a steady game. Sometimes you judge it on the interceptions or something like that. He made a big play for us, but with that interception not being there, he still played very solid. He's our quarterback. He's our leader. We're very excited about D'Amico and how he's embraced the defense and picked it up and how he's really running it out there. You know, you wish you'd come away with a win, but you know, the defense is slowly taking steps forward.
What's the message to your guys after a game like that? Obviously, you're disappointed, but there's a lot of positives, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of positives, but at the end of the day, there's winning and losing, and we lost, and that's not good enough. So you always have to outplay the opponent's defense, and today we didn't. Oh, I think I thought the corners had a nice game. I thought everybody I put on Witten, and they took turns holding up. I thought both the corners though, against Dez Bryant had a nice day. I think the pass rush inside, the games we were running, we were putting some pressure on the quarterback. Only got two sacks, but there was a lot of hits on the quarterback tonight, so we were happy with that. Plays in the NFL, you're going to win some, you're going to lose them. You're not going to keep them down to nothing all the time, and you're not going to make plays all the time. So it's give and take, and they made some plays, and we made some plays. It's tough to be pleased in a loss. I don't think anybody in this locker room is pleased, so that's a tough word to answer yes to. I think we held a very powerful offense, you know, we did well against some of their better weapons at times, and at times they made plays, and they made more plays than we did tonight, and we didn't get the win. So not pleased, but you know, I do think we're taking steps forward.
And one of the best players on the field yesterday, D'Amico Ryans, in perhaps his greatest performance as an Eagle, 8 total tackles. I'm sure that when the coaches look at that number will grow. 6 solos, very physical at the point of attack. A big stuff on third down, a sack of Tony Romo, the interception, excellent in coverage. D'Amico Ryans really playing well. And when you see what the middle of your defense does with both he and Michael Kendricks, they did a nice job on Jason Witten. They kind of shut down that short passing game for the Cowboys, who really had to work for everything that they got in that win. D'Amico Ryans outstanding. Vinnie Curry with a sack as well. Eagles defense coming to play against the Cowboys. We go into the locker room. Michael Kendricks begins the conversation from the Eagles' defensive side of the football.
It's relentless effort, you know what I'm saying? You know, scheme-wise, he knows what's going on, so he's quick on his decisions. Big-time plays and big-time moments, and he did his thing today. We're in this together. You know, it's not offense's fault necessarily. It's, you know, we let some things happen, and and they still scored. So there's still some things that we can work on as well.
I mean, we, you know, guys who's getting to the quarterback, flying around, applying pressure all day. And, you know, that's the type of things you like to see out of the defense. And, I mean, the whole defense, you know, I just can't just pinpoint one person. You know, the whole defense was flying around, and, you know, especially DeMeco Ryans. But, you know, he performs like that every week.
You know, you got to do what you got to do. You know, we're out there as a team, and we got to, you know, when they give us a play, we got to go out there and take care of business. And like I said, it's just, you know, you got to do, when they give you a play, you got to do what you got to do. Say that, you know, we can always improve. There's things that could have been better, and we can improve on things. And, you know, I think the guys did a great job. It's just, you know, we got to, you know, I think there's a little bit too many points on the board. But, you know, that's just any defense. You know, we pride in not having points on the board.
We have to go out and prove it. You know, me saying we can hang with whoever, it's not going to mean anything unless when we have these games against top teams in the NFL, we have to go out and prove ourselves. So, you know, me saying that, yeah, we can hang with them, it's not going to mean anything.
You know, I look at it as we didn't win the game today. At the end of the day, no matter how well one side of the ball played, at the end of the day, it comes down to points and a team game, and we didn't finish on top of it. It's tough, you know. It's tough, you know. We know our fans are still behind us, but we know we're not getting it done at home right now, and it's disappointing not to win games when you have the home field advantage. So we have to do a better job of winning the games at home, taking advantage of our home crowd, and really making it tough on their on the opposing teams.
You know, collective, we're good. You know, at the end of the day, today the ball didn't come drop our way, and the ball didn't bounce our way. We didn't make the plays we normally make, and it's just unfortunate.
All right, so here you go. Take a look at some of the top performers from the game on Sunday. Ryan's outstanding. Earl Wolf, who may be moving just about ready to get that full-time safety job. Who knows? Patrick Chung's injury, another concern. That shoulder injury kept him out of Sunday's game. And Connor Barwin, steady, steady, steady around the football. And Barwin, four tackles, one tackle for loss, one pass defense. So a very fine job in a defeat for the Eagles on defense. On special teams, it has to be mentioned, against Dwayne Harris, the leader in the NFL in punt returns, kickoff returns. Eagles kept him locked up. Donnie Jones, 9 punts. That left leg a little tired today. Averaged 46 yards per kick. Eagles getting down the field. And just Harris was just not a factor at all. And that's huge. Now, the Eagles need to get some returns going. Their return game still has not produced the big play that the Eagles would love to have. But the coverage, absolutely terrific. On the other side here, we're going to go to Jeremiah Trotter first. Jeremiah Trotter in our postgame show presented by Rico, the former Pro Bowl linebacker for the Eagles, breaks down some of the good things that happened for the Eagles, the DeMeco Ryans interception, and, of course, that third down stuff that the Eagles made to get off the field. The defense coming through, as Trot talks about.
Well, we have a play here. It's 3rd and 1 early in the first quarter. We're going to call this play PBS, which is back on safety. Back is going to come here, kick out on the safety. They're going to pull the backside guard around to try to seal on the linebacker, and the back's going to try to lead up through the hole. Now, DeMeco does a great job reading the puller, coming around, filling this hole. He did a great job tackling the running back. But the play is made by this guy right here, Connor Barwin. He comes down. The whole offensive line is blocking down. He's blocking down. He's blocking down. He's blocking down. And Connor takes the tight end, takes out the backside pulling guard, which allows DeMeco to make the play. Let's clear this. Let's roll it. Kicks out on the safety. Connor takes out the guard. DeMeco comes downhill, makes the play, and there you have it. Cowboys punt the ball. See Kendrick filling over the top to clean up. Great defensive play. Great job by Connor Barwin, taking out the guard, which allows kept his linebacker free to make plays. Next play here, we have the interception by DeMeco, which was a great play in a crucial moment in the game. You have the running back. He is responsible for blocking the blitzing linebacker, which is DeMeco. DeMeco doesn't blitz. He's in man-to-man coverage. The running back takes too long to get into coverage. He's supposed to come across the field, clear it out for the backside receiver coming across which he beats Kendrick inside. And when the running back doesn't clear out fast enough, D'Amico is right in the passing lane to the receiver, which is going to be on this side, and comes up with the big interception. Let's clear it. 34 clears out late. You can run it. Rumble's trying to hit the receiver here. D'Amico's in the passing lane. Big time play by a really good player and a crucial moment in the game. Eagles really needed that turnover.
All right, Trot, thanks very much. Let's get to some phone calls. I know the fans are out there and anxious to get rid of some frustration on this Monday. Chip Kelly in just a few minutes here meeting the media. Let's start in Virginia and talk to Bob, who joins us on Eagles Live. Bob, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dave. I wanted to try and throw a positive spin on things.
Okay.
Dallas is headed to Detroit. They should be an underdog. Not that I go by point spreads, but you know, okay, that's not an easy thing to do.
Okay.
Washington is headed to Denver. We can take care of business against the Giants this week. Next Monday's not quite as sad as this one.
Oh, hey, Bob, hey, thanks for the call. Agreed with you. I mean, there's nobody's throwing in the towel for the season. It's just that it's a very disappointing loss. I mean, it's the Dallas Cowboys. The place was amped on Sunday. The crowd was huge. I mean, they were there early and ready to go, and then the Eagles just didn't play a good football game offensively, and that's disappointing. But I agree with you. I believe that this season will come down to the last game. I believe the division will be decided: Eagles at the Cowboys, and then the Redskins playing the Giants. I mean, that just to me, it's going to be a back and forth battle. And when you look at the schedule, which we'll do a little bit later on, it's not bad. I mean, the Eagles have an opportunity to get on a little bit of a run here. Just got to win at home, got to break the schneid and win at home. As we take a look at the NFC standings, I mean, there's some good races going on out there. That NFC North is terrific. The South, not so great. The West, a two-team race. And in the NFC East, it is a three-team battle. The Redskins will be there. They are getting things together offensively. Robert Griffin III has come a long way. They're having trouble on defense. They're having trouble on special teams. But got a lot of football to get to, guys. A lot of football to get to. And we'll be with you every step of the way. We take a break now. When we return, phone calls from you and Chip Kelly as well. 215-339-6709. Eagles Live returns in just a moment.
Back in the day, I busted up some plays. But you'll never find me in busted coverage because I have auto insurance from AAA. AAA gives this safety blanket coverage and saves me my favorite color, green. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Together, we make the NFL Ticket Exchange the only place to buy and sell verified authentic NFL tickets, which means we make sure your name is on your ticket.
Enjoy the game, Gary.
Guaranteeing the day belongs to you. We make memories guaranteed with your name written all over them. NFL Ticket Exchange. Together, we make football.
Ugh, why does she pack these things? I ate one by accident last time, and we won. It's good luck. But it tastes like a dirty old tree branch. What the heck is Quino? But this is for first place.
What is that, a loofah?
It's a Quino.
Bud Light, for the fans who do whatever it takes.
That's you, Jones.
That's me.
Your home for the most live sports. Xfinity.
These days, you can find me on the road, at the movies, shopping, or traveling. And I do it all with AAA. For roadside assistance, discounts, and travel planning, AAA has you covered. AAA, use it for all it's worth.
Imagine a pill with a camera inside that takes pictures of your digestive tract painlessly.
At Jefferson, we're among the first in the area to use it, and we're working on the next generation now. But that's really just a snapshot of all the innovative things our team is doing, which may be why Jefferson has earned a national reputation in digestive disorders, not to mention the trust of more patients than just about any hospital in the tri-state area.
Discover the Jefferson difference. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment.
All right, we're back here, and we want to invite you ladies to the Eagles Style Lounge. Now, this is something that we are starting this year, and it is going to be an absolutely fantastic event this upcoming weekend, presented by CoverGirl at Lincoln Financial Field's Head House Plaza on Saturday, open to the public 10 a.m. to 5 o'clock, and then on Sunday, 10 a.m. to the end of the game. You must be a ticket holder to attend on Sunday. Shop the newest Eagles gear made just for women and tweens, featuring Nike, Touch by Alyssa Milano, and many more. Talk with Renee Reese, the wife of Eagles alum Ike Reese, about how to create your personal Eagles look. Complimentary CoverGirl Fanicure featuring team nail art. Listen to music by our DJ and strut your style in the phone booth. For more information, check out the Eagles Facebook page and spread the excitement and share your hashtag NFL style. Dave Spadaro with you here. We get to some phone calls. 215-339-6709. Ken in New Jersey joins us. Hi, Ken.
Hi.
Hi. What's on your mind?
I think the Eagles should have won that game.
Did not happen, Ken. Did not happen. Why do you think they should have won the game?
They should have won the game. They should have scored more points. The defense stood out, and the other team only made 17 points. The Eagles should have made more points.
but they did not, and we're all disappointed about that. You can't change the past. Are you taking the frustrated approach, or are you taking the optimistic approach and saying the defense is – it's one of those days for the Eagles offense, the defense getting better and better?
I think it's one of those days with the offense, but I think the defense is getting a whole lot better.
Yeah.
They're stopping everybody pretty much. Stopping the run, I mean, that's great.
Yeah.
I really do think that this should have made more points. Matt Barkley, I mean, he threw, what, three interceptions?
Yeah, three interceptions, very tough.
You know, I think he was in the moment. I think he said already, like, he was in a moment, and he overthrew. I think he would have scored for us. I really do think so, but it didn't happen. So.
Yeah, hey, so what's your thoughts about quarterback this week, Ken?
If Michael Vick is healthy, you put the veteran back in. I would just hold up with Nick Foles and Matt Barkley. Matt Barkley, he actually threw that ball a little bit faster than Nick Foles did.
Yeah.
He found some people in the end zone, so.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see, Kenny. Thanks, man. Hang in there, buddy. There's Michael Vick's numbers for the season. And again, we are waiting word from head coach Chip Kelly here. What is the extent of Nick Foles' head injury? Where is Michael in his recovery? The players, today is a day off for them. There are some here, those getting treatment. Then tomorrow the team returns to the practice field here at the NovaCare Complex with sights set on the New York Giants on Sunday. 215-339-6709, the telephone number. And we go to D in Atlanta, who joins us. Hi, D.
It's Damien. Hey, how you doing?
How you doing, man? How's it going?
I'm fine. Yeah, long time.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to take the optimistic approach. The defense played really good. And I was going to ask you, I know everybody asking about this, what do you think about us bringing in Kenny Britt or Jarius Byrd, since they might be available on the block?
I mean, Jarius Byrd is a member of the Buffalo Bills. I really can't comment on that. I've said this before, and thanks for the call. I don't anticipate a big trade being made. Now, could it happen? Sure. But I do not anticipate that happening this season. So I think what you're going to find is that the Eagles will try to work with what they have for the most part and try to groom some of these young players and expect that improvement to come from within, unless they have an opportunity to acquire a player at a very minimal cost. I don't think they're going to give up a high draft pick for anyone. I think the Eagles want to build with draft picks. Jarius Byrd, a free agent at the end of the year. What are you going to do with him this season? All right, let's go to Kenneth in Florida, who joins us in Eagles Live. Hi, Kenneth.
Hey, Fudd, how you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm disappointed, man. Disappointed. But I'm bouncing back.
Yeah, me too, man. We just need the offense and the defense to get on the same page at one time, man.
Right, right. I mean, look, it happened in the second half against the Giants. It happened in the second half against Tampa Bay. And the offense didn't produce on Sunday. The defense was there all game long. And let's hope that continues when the Giants come to town.
Yeah, man. So, what do you think about Michael Vick? Is he going
to
be ready?
You know, that's a good question, Kenneth, and thank you for the call on Michael. I think that he's going to, go out on Tuesday and really test it, push it, see where he's at. But Chip's going to give us – I know Chip said on the radio this morning that he thought that Michael moved better in Sunday's pregame warm-ups, where every player who comes out and they get good warm-ups, strenuous workout. So, you know, hopefully the day after that, Michael's hamstring feels good. And he's able to kind of push it on Tuesday at practice. But I don't know. I mean, it really is one of those. You got Nick with the head injury. You got Michael with a hamstring injury. Let's go to San Antonio now and talk to Avery, who joins us. Avery, welcome
to
the show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
How you doing?
Good, good. I want to apologize about yesterday, man, but I was just frustrated.
No worries. Hey, join the club, man. Everybody was frustrated. It was one of those days.
I know that
every one of you watching the show, we all want the same thing. We want the Eagles to win.
Right.
So, I get it.
Right. I guess what it was I was just doing was just trying to, you know, give all the quarterbacks fair play, man, and just, you know, like the guy just said, we all need to get on the same page with the defense and the offense and everything like that. I mean, they got to be consistent. And whatever the case was yesterday and whatever happened, we got to definitely fix it, man, and just – get back to, just playing hard-nosed football.
Yeah, I thought it was a very physical, and thanks for the call, Avery. I thought the defense was very physical on Sunday. I have no problem with the element of hard-nosed. I have no problem with the element of being physical, tenacious, loved it all. Comes down to execution. Comes down to an offense that had been lighting it up for 6 weeks, suddenly 3 points. Not going to win many games in today's NFL with just 3 points. We return in a moment. Chip Kelly, very close to meeting the media. We're going to get that much-needed medical update on the quarterbacks. Who plays quarterback for the Eagles on Sunday against the Giants? Find out shortly. Chip Kelly to meet the media here on Eagles Live.
And action.
That's a wrap!
What are you doing?
What? These Dunkin' wraps are delicious.
Can I get a wrap, too?
Try Dunkin's new Angus Steak and Cheese Wrap with barbecue sauce and cheddar cheese. Now that's a wrap. America runs on Dunkin'.
At Sports Authority, we have all the name brands you love, like Nike, Under Armour, Adidas, and The North Face. We carry fitness equipment, camping, bikes, baseball, and more. We offer a rewards program, The League, which earns you 5% back. And we'll match prices with our ad price match promise. So why do we do it? Because we love sports just as much as you do. All the best brands, all the best value. Sports Authority, all things sporting good.
One more, let's get it, let's go.
Proven hydration to help replace what you sweat out.
NovaCare Rehabilitation is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. With 90 locations in the Delaware Valley, NovaCare maximizes the physical well-being in patients of all ages and abilities. Our team of medical professionals puts you back in your game after surgery or injury. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. Call 1-800-770-NOVA. NovaCare. Recovery starts here.
Here we are, me and you, on the road. And we know that it goes on.
You're the boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
I got you white chocolate pumpkin.
Oh, please don't call me pumpkin.
No, it's white chocolate and pumpkin.
Oh.
Pumpkin.
Ha ha!
Pumpkin is back at Dunkin' Donuts. Hurry in for delicious pumpkin coffees and lattes today. America runs on Dunkin'.
Make sure to have the Eagles with you wherever you go by downloading our official Eagles app, which provides news, notes, features, and all of our live shows.
Hey, Eagles fans, do you want to sound off? Well, here's your chance. Give us a call at 215-526-6800. Make sure you leave your name, your number, your where you're from. Keep your call under a minute, and maybe, just maybe, we'll give you an opportunity to be on our shows. The Bird Phone, your chance to sound off about the Philadelphia Eagles, and possibly, if you don't have a chance to call during the live shows, you can squawk off on the Bird Phone and get your opinion out that way. Let's take a look now at the Eagles' upcoming schedule. It's quite a dandy. It's presented by the NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, for the only 100% verified way to buy or sell NFL tickets. Visit NFL.com/ticket exchange. Giants this weekend at the Raiders. Next week in 2 weeks, and that's going to be an interesting matchup of fans. And then it's a couple of really, I think, funny games here. The trip to Lambeau Field against a Packers offense that they could be missing a lot of weapons here with Cobb out. Unfortunately, JerMichael Finley suffers a major, it appeared, injury, neck injury on Sunday. We wish him the best of luck in his recovery. But yeah, that and Matthews is still out there, so interesting game there. And then the Redskins come to town November 17th before the Eagles get the bye week and then finish up with five games that I think are all winnable. That's just me. I'm an optimistic guy. All right, Ken in New York joins us. Hey, Ken. Oh, I'm sorry. Robert in New York joins us. Hey, Robert.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Pretty good. I'm skeptical about a quarterback situation. I mean,
go ahead.
I don't know what's going on with Michael Vick. I mean, he was Michael Vick then.
He's got a hamstring injury. I mean,
yeah, Nick Foles played good. Well,
until yesterday,
against 2010, against some 0-16, yeah. But I'm just wondering, do you think that we should maybe sign another quarterback? Maybe what happened to Dennis Dixon?
Well, it's not Dennis Dixon. I believe is on somebody's practice squad. Buffalo's. Yeah, is he on the practice squad? Yeah, he's on the practice squad in Buffalo. So you could bring him back to the active roster if you want to. Don't think that's going to happen. G.J. Kinney is out there. He knows the system. But you can't bring somebody in who has no concept of what the Eagles are running offensively. It's not a plug and play here. I think nobody here is overreacting to what Nick and the offense did yesterday. It was a bad game all around for everyone.
Yeah, definitely.
After six, we've gotten our, and justly so, our expectations are very, very high for this offense. There was a great deal of anticipation to see what the Eagles could do against a Cowboys defense ranked 30th in the league, missing DeMarcus Ware. And the Cowboys just came straight at them. Some games up front, but Eagles just got beat up front and then just didn't make plays in the passing game. Nor, and this is no fault of Nick Foles, nor did the Eagles make any plays in the run game. LeSean McCoy shut down.
Shady was definitely not a factor.
So it was everybody. Now, who plays quarterback this week? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know who the quarterback at practice will be tomorrow, but Chip Kelly will be along in 9 minutes. Robert, thanks for the call. In 9 minutes, to give us an idea, is Nick going to be cleared to play? Is his head injury okay? What's the situation with Michael Vick and the hamstring? Can he go on Tuesday? I mean, this is a crucial, crucial, crucial week. Eagles need to win to get to 4-4 at the midway point of the season. 4-4 at the midway point of the season, a dramatic amount of improvement over the 2012 season, right? I mean, for all the ups and downs here, Eagles heading in the right direction. And that's, in the big picture, that's what we want here with this football team. 215-339-6709 is the telephone number. Chip Kelly coming up. We've got a call, and I believe it's Mason in North Carolina. Hey, or South Carolina. Hey, Mason.
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Mason, the day after losses, it's depressing. I don't know if you carry it with you to work. I certainly...
It's horribly depressing. It's just all... But, that's football. We win some, we lose some. Hopefully we win a
little more.
Yeah.
I was calling. I was just wanted your opinion on the whole system and how it's working. Do you think it's like the speed is kind of taking a toll on the players because their bye week is until week 12? They just seem slow. They were throwing 2-yard passes.
Yeah,
going deep, not much in the middle.
Yeah, they were slow. I don't think it's the tempo of it. I mean, I see other teams playing with the same kind of tempo. I don't think the Eagles are doing anything that's so outrageously fast as we look at the offensive rankings. The points per game went from 5th in the league to 13th, tied for 13th in the league. And then look at the red zone percentage. An 0-2 performance yesterday, they dropped to 30th. So the numbers really taking a hit after yesterday's performance. I think the Eagles are moving in the right direction, Mason. I think it's just I think our expectations were so high. Let's get back to winning at home. Let's beat the Dallas Cowboys. Let's take the lead in the division. If that happens, there's no telling what this team can accomplish. And then you go out and score 3 points. It's very, very frustrating, very disappointing. And the Eagles are going to learn something about themselves this week. How do they bounce back?
Well, I think they're going to bounce back. They have to bounce back. Philadelphia, we're not going to tolerate this for too long. But, you know, there's growing pains. But I just see that when we go fast and we play hard, we tend to score points and we get in a rhythm. And then we just kind of let off, and it just stalls us. So,
well, I thought the Eagles played hard, and I think they tried to play fast. But when you're 3 and out throughout the game, there were 9 punts in this game by Donnie Jones. It's really hard to play fast. It's really hard to get into a rhythm. And clearly Nick didn't get into a rhythm. The running game didn't get into a rhythm. The receivers who dropped passes and didn't come back to the football. The offensive line that got beat. Nobody, no one, play calls, nothing in rhythm on Sunday. Nothing.
One last thing.
Yes.
Jason Avant, I don't think he gets nearly enough credit. I call him Mr. Third Down. Because almost, I'd love to know the stats on how many third downs he's turned into first downs. The guy is just,
yeah, it's interesting.
He's all heart. He just had a rough day yesterday. I'd like to see him get a little more attention.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Mason. It's interesting. In years past, he was his number of catches versus the number of catches to convert third downs was really, really high. This year, I think the number was something like, how many catches did he have going? 19 catches, maybe 11 first downs. And DeSean Jackson was actually the first down producer. So it was like 24 of 37 for DeSean. But no question, that slot receiver is so important. I thought Cole Beasley for the Cowboys yesterday really was a big X factor for Dallas moving the chains for Tony Romo. All right, let's go to New York now and talk to Zomp, who is down today, I'm sure. Hi, Zomp.
Dave, man, what's up, man? Listen, it's like sometimes I can't figure out the team. I just feel like the biggest issue is being inconsistent. You know what I mean? One week the defense will play well, like yesterday, and then the offense, they shock us and give us 3 points. You know, Foles did have a bad day. I think it was a bad offensive game yesterday. After. I mean, I don't know how anybody could say different. Shady was shut down. And sometimes you got to credit the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys, they shut us down at the line of scrimmage. They were all over Shady McCoy. You know, Foles, you know, I didn't expect that. But, I mean, it's just I just feel like this team is very inconsistent, and I just feel like we have to try to play like great in all 3 phases, and I haven't seen it yet. You know what I mean, Dave?
Well, I agree, Zomp. I mean, I think that that's part of putting in a system here and growing. I mean, I think this team is growing. Last year, it was a bad football team. I mean, the Eagles were 3-1 and then won one of their last, 12 games?
Yeah.
1-11. So you combine that 1-11 with 3-4, and what do you have? 4-15. There's an element of inconsistency when you're just not winning games. I mean, the Eagles, I thought, started to turn the corner here. 2 wins against New York at MetLife Stadium, against Tampa at Raymond James Stadium. Got to win at home. Let's hope that let me tell you something. I'm rooting for the Giants tonight. I don't want the Giants coming in 0-7 on Sunday. How about that?
I agree, because then they're going to be hungry, and then I don't want to give them their first win. If anything, I agree with you 100%. But just one more thing about yesterday.
Yeah, please.
I mean, not yesterday. I mean, just about the quarterback situation. I really believe in my heart Vic will be not 100%, but he's gonna start on Sunday. I have no doubt. I just have that feeling in my heart. It's not going to be Barkley. Foles probably has a concussion. I really believe Vic is going to be the starter on Sunday.
Well,
I just want to give that full prediction. That's all.
Thank you for the call, Zomster.
All right.
Bounce back, man. We're going to hear from Chip Kelly here in just a moment. He will update the injury situation. He will update the state of the quarterbacks, who gets the practice call on Tuesday. What does it look like for Sunday? We're about to hear from Chip Kelly here in just one moment. We're going to try to squeeze one more phone call in if we can here on Eagles Live. But it's been a frustrating time for the Eagles fans. I know yesterday and today. Hang in there. Bounce back. Chip will get this thing going back in the right direction. I know that as hard as we take it, Chip Kelly takes it much harder. He does not like to lose. Let's go to Colorado and talk to Zaina, who joins us on Eagles Live. Zaina, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
I've called you a couple times, and every time I call somebody out, I'm right.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be negative here, but yesterday when I saw the quarterbacks kind of down, obviously Nick not producing, Matt Barkley was down, Shady was in their ear, patting them on the back. DeSean Jackson throwing his hands up, crying like a little baby on the sideline. I don't know. Step up and be a man.
You know,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, well, hey, Zaina, you want more leadership from DeSean Jackson, right?
I mean, your character's going to show when you're faced with adversity. And every time DeSean's faced with adversity, it's like, wah, wah, wah. Like, I want to sit on the sideline and pout. I was so proud of LeSean McCoy standing behind his quarterbacks even when times were hard, even when he was getting shut down.
I hear you, and I appreciate the phone call. I just caution against those brief snapshots that television pans through a sideline and they catch a player for 3 seconds, and then fans make these general statements about a player. I think that DeSean Jackson, no question, was frustrated. 3 catches, 21 yards. You know, you need more than that. But I can't label. I thought DeSean handled the post game very well. All right, DJ in Pottstown joins us. Let's get a quick call in. Hey, DJ.
Hey, Dave. What a it's not a good day in Eagles land. I'll tell you that.
Nobody's happy, DJ, and understandable. What's your read of the quarterback position?
You know, I look at it from this perspective that you know we have two quality quarterbacks. However, for some reason, I think when there's a crucial time for some of these quarterbacks to play, they. I don't know if they kind of the deer in the headlights, but that's what reminded me yesterday, just watching the game. And I didn't go down to the game. However, it just seemed like, you know, Foles is out of it. He had no rhythm. He couldn't get any rhythm started. I don't know what caused that.
Yeah, I thought he held the ball. Thanks for the call, DJ. I thought he held the ball too long. I thought he was indecisive. It was everything that he had not been in the first, you know, year and a quarter plus of his career. And yeah, he just had a bad game. LeSean McCoy said after the game that he had a terrible game, worst game that he's ever played. I mean, the Eagles just did not play their best game by far. I mean, they just let the Cowboys get after him. So it was very, you know, hey, look, I mean, they got to learn to win here. This football team needs to learn how to win and learn how to win in a big spot. Yesterday was a big spot. It's one thing to win when you're in Tampa against a winless team. It's one thing to win when you're against the Giants. Chip Kelly now addressing the media, and he'll talk about that. When you're a young team, you got to step up at the right time. And yesterday was the right time for the Eagles to do so. Let's throw it over to Chip Kelly, who now updates us on the quarterback situation.
Did Nick re-injure his groin at any time during the course of the game?
No. I know he got kicked in the knee once. He's got a cleat mark on his leg, but that was it.
Did he have any issues with that groin last week?
Last week, no. He injured it the week before we played Tampa Bay. So he was on the injury report then, and there was nothing last week. So.
Did you see anything that gave you any indication? I know yesterday you said that you didn't have an answer, but watching the film, did you see anything that might have contributed to his recession yesterday?
No, you know, it was. I mean, it didn't look like he was injured until the last play that he was in. So, yeah, I think he was off a little bit. His feet weren't set on a couple of those throws, and you know, we in all instances we got to do a little bit better job There were times when guys were open, he didn't put the ball on him. There were other times when we didn't get off of coverage. And, you know, there was a couple times that we gave up a little bit too much leakage pressure, so he's not being able to set his feet. So.
Does he have a concussion?
Yes, he does have a concussion. Yes.
So what's
his goes right into the league protocol of what you have to do. When same thing that Bradley Fletcher went through. John Dornbos went through it when it happened in the preseason. So he has there's a series of tests he's got to go through, and then he's got to see an independent doctor before he can be cleared.
Do you know if it's what type of concussion, mild, severe?
No.
How's he doing,
Nick? How's he doing?
Yeah,
good. I saw Nick after the game last night. You know, he seems like he's doing well. But again, all that stuff's, and rightly so, is in. There's a protocol and a system that you go through before he's cleared. But he says he feels good. So you know, we'll see how how it goes as the week progresses. So.
Do you expect to be taking first team reps?
I don't know until we get. Till we get here and run around a little bit tomorrow morning. Tomorrow's a lifting day, so they'll lift before we get out onto the field. You know, Mike was in for treatment. Nick was here, so we'll see. We'll make a determination when we get to tomorrow. Les.
Chip, is there a possibility you can bring in another quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, if those guys can't go, obviously we got to bring in another quarterback. So.
How's Mike looking? I mean, has he reported feeling any better in the
game? I don't meet with our guys on Monday. You know, this is specifically their day off, so he was in for treatment. He met with Padu's and Dr. DeLuca. So Mike did work out before the game and said he feels like he's moving in the right direction. So it'll be interesting to see where he is from a standpoint of coming in here and running around a little bit tomorrow morning in terms of warm up with the strength and conditioning staff and how that goes. So.
I know it's difficult to get into a player's head, but was there anything about the pressure of the moment that you saw in terms of Nick's performance?
No, I didn't see that. But I also haven't had a chance to visit with him post game. You know, all my talk was with him last night was just, how are you? You know, how you getting home? You know, let's make sure we got the, you know, you're not driving because of what happened. So, but we didn't talk about the game at all.
Have you seen that with quarterbacks
quarterbacks play good 1 week and not good the next week?
No,
yeah.
The bigger the moment, the less.
No, I don't think it had anything. I mean, that's my feeling, but I haven't spoken to him about it. But I don't think Nick never struck me as a guy that the moment kind of catches him. You know. Came off the bench against the Giants, you know, without taking a snap and led us on a drive right at the end of 2 minutes to get a field goal in a critical situation. So, and I saw him play in college. I don't think any time in college I'd ever see Nick get overwhelmed by the moment or whatnot. So.
Now, Chip, is the threshold for what it takes to play Mike, does that change based on Nick?
No, it's all based on what his health is. And I'm not going to put Mike out there if Mike can't be productive. And we've listened to Mike the whole time, so we'll continue to listen to Mike and you know, that can't change. Just because someone else got hurt, that doesn't make another guy get healthy quicker. Now, hopefully we can get Mike back, but, you know, just because of Nick's injury, we're not going to force that. So.
Is there any scenario, I mean, I assume if Nick can't play because of the concussion and Mike can't play, Matt would start? I mean, there's no other scenario where you
bring any, you got you got anybody else out there? Or?
Well, if you happen to bring in a guy.
No, I don't know, and I'm not a scenario guy. I'm not getting into all that. I know we know exactly who where Matt has to be, where Nick has to be, and where Mike has to be, and then we'll make a decision. So, I mean,
the interceptions that Matt blew, is that part of that, like just the lack of experience factor? Is that something that, I mean, obviously?
No, I mean, obviously the situation is you know, where we were. We're throwing every down. You know, I think they're all different ones. You know, one of them was man free, and Sean Lee sitting in the middle of the field is the low hole player, and he's you know, reading the quarterback's eyes, and the ball came out a little bit late, and he made a good break on it. You know, the one in the far corner of the end zone was the corner that, you know, we should have checked the ball down. So, you know, they were all three of them were in different situations, but you know, it's Matt's first time getting in a game. He's obviously worked down. You know, 17-3. You know, we're going to throw it every snap. You know, see if we can somehow get it to a 17-10 game, and then see if he can onside kick. So, difficult situation for him to come in and. I'm sure he'd want those throws back.
Yeah, it seemed like on that.
Bad coverage after that game yesterday.
No, I mean, no different. The team that played us the most in man actually was the Giants. You know, and you know, the Chargers played us a lot in man. The Chiefs played us a lot in man. So it wasn't something that the Cowboys actually played less man than the Giants, the Chiefs, or the Chargers. So it's something that people do. It's part of their thing. I don't think Dallas did anything drastically different than what we saw in their first six games in terms of how they've played. You know, I think they did a good job of mixing their mans and zones, and but that's what they had done in the games previous to that. So I said it yesterday, but I, you know, when you watch the tape, there wasn't anything that Dallas did defensively that was new just for us. It was, you know, they executed a lot better than we did, I can tell you that. So.
Did you think Demaryius Johnson maybe gave more of a downfield threat?
No, I think, you know, that's really where Demaryius is right now, playing behind Deshaun. And there were times where Deshaun was open and we just didn't get him the football. And there were other times he probably could have done a better job of getting open. So it's, you know, it's sometimes it's a quarterback, sometimes it's a receiver. So
when you have hat on hat blocking on the defensive line on run plays, and run doesn't garner much on the ground, is that, what did you see there? Was it more the running?
We got to finish. It's the combination of both. You got to finish the blocks up front. You know, there's a lot of times where the numbers were right for us, is that we do have a hat for a hat. So, you know, we got to finish it. There's other times when maybe the ball should have gone outside because of how we're blocking it and what the landmarks are, but the back cuts it inside. So we just got to get everybody on the same page. But again, like I said, schematically, it wasn't like we're trying to run the ball and they got an extra guy and we just keep running them into the unblocked guy. It's we got to finish blocks up front. We got to finish runs and we have the ball in our hand.
Sean said after the game that he was kind of hard on himself that he might have made a cut and ended up. One cut too many. Did you see anything like that?
I think LeSean's just like everybody. When you lose a game, you're going to look at every single play you make, whether you're the coach or a player or whomever, and dissect it and, you know, what could I have done, you know, to help us win the game. And I think LeSean's just like we are as a coaching staff. When we sit there this morning watching tape, what can we do better? And you know, that's what you hope you have in your players. You know, we all accept responsibility for what happened to us offensively, and we're not going to make any excuses. You know, we'll evaluate what we did well and try to build upon that. And then we got to fix what we didn't do well and come back out in the field tomorrow and get ready to play the Giants.
I know the throw to from Foles to Obon in the end zone should have been a touchdown. It's just one throw, but he had time. He set his feet. Is there anything you think about just how he started slow, where he might have lost confidence along the way, or he wasn't feeling his mojo on those throws there?
I don't know. I mean, we haven't sat down and watched a film of them to kind of see where Nick was at that standpoint. But there were some other throws that he made. You're like, all right, he's good. And when you talk to him at halftime, you know, he missed a few, you know, specifically some deep balls that were either thrown out of bounds. You know, we'll get the back coming down the sideline, or the one to Deshaun down the sideline. You know, he was just off. You know, we had a crossing route to Jeff that he threw it on his back hip. If we catch that in stride, you know, then we convert another first down there. You know, it's just, you know, we had an inside slant route to Jason Avant, you know, on another third down that if we put the ball on him at times, then those drives continue. And it just seems like it was just one of those games. We threw a screen pass to LeSean that if he stays on the screen instead of cutting it back, then he got a big play. But, you know, it's one of those days when you're watching film and you're correcting things in your mind on a Monday when you're watching the tape. It's, you know, it was a combination of a lot of different things. If we had done this, and this, it's a different outcome. You know, it's frustrating, especially from an offensive standpoint, because I thought our defense played really, really well on Sunday.
And so mechanically, you didn't see anything different in the way Nick threw the ball?
Yeah, I don't think there are a lot of throws that where he just didn't set his feet the way he set his feet and drop and set your feet and throw the ball on and get the ball out, you know. So, you know, again, when we get a chance to visit with him, Billy Lazor gets a chance to visit with him and sit down, watch the film, and then kind of go through what was going on with him at that point in time when we were making those throws. So. I just think I've seen our defense every single week continue to grow and get better. You know, and I think they've got a better understanding of what Billy and that staff over there is trying to do. I thought, you know, some of the efforts, I've always felt the effort's been there for us defensively, but now all of a sudden I think some of the techniques are starting to shine through, and then all of a sudden, you know, the whole group's putting it together and everybody's on the same page. You know, there were still a few. You know, still a few times we dropped Witten once in man-free coverage, and he's running across the field on a big crossing route. You know, where the guy is supposed to cover him isn't where he's supposed to be. But, you know, by and large, I've seen us improve. I think we're getting really, really good effort. And if we continue to play with that effort and continue to do a better job from a technique standpoint, I think we're gonna be okay over there.
It seemed like Jelly also had a pretty good game plan too. I don't know if he blitzed as much or was just the illusion of blitz.
I think he did both, and I think that's a good point. I think there were times when he showed blitz and didn't blitz, and then there were other times when, you know, he came, and I think that helped us in terms of the presentation. Is, you know, any time where it's not a known, where, hey, they're always doing this or they're always doing that, I think is a good plan going in, and I thought Billy and the defensive coaches had a good plan. I thought our players executed the plan. You know, if you had told me going in that, you know, we could hold Dallas to 17, I would have thought that would have been a really good chance of us winning that football game.
Chip, when you, independent of the score of a given game that might force you to throw, you know, you're down two touchdowns, Are you more inclined when a quarterback is having a rough day like Nick is, it's just off, to say, to alter your game plan and say, I'm going to allow him to throw his way out of it, or are you more inclined to say, okay, I've got to run the ball more, I've got to do some more?
Depends on who it is. Depends on what's going on. You know, if guys are blatantly wide open on every single play and we're just missing them, then you need to make some adjustments. You know, maybe you can lean on your run game a little bit more. But there were times when, you know, Jeff mentioned that the numbers were right for us to run the ball, but weren't. You know, you look before the play snapped, you're like, good, there's six in the box. We got six blockers. This thing should go. And then it's a, you know, we're second and eight. You know, so sometimes it for one reason or another, offensively, we were off. And you're hoping that situation we can get somebody to kind of throw us on their back and bail us out of this situation, but we kept picking and choosing and couldn't find the right mixture. You know?
After that missed move on the end zone, I think you ran four straight times. Were you kind of at that point trying to move the chains with LeSean a little more?
No, what I want to try to do is just get another first down, you know, and see if we could get the ball in there a little bit closer and kind of see what we could do. So it wasn't a frustration thing. It was just, you know, I think that was a first and 10 throw. So now let's put ourselves in a manageable. And we actually ran for, I think it went for nine maybe. Then we went to third and one. You know what I mean? So now you get into the what are we going to do in the short yardage situation. So it was more of that. You know, I know if on second down if we had a gain of zero, then we probably would have been in a third and long and we probably would have been throwing the ball. So it wasn't a reaction of what happened. It was just kind of how the game played out from that point on. So.
Chip, you said after the game that everybody on offense takes some of the ownership of the down day, including yourself,
mm-hmm.
as a play caller. Any examples of that in terms of the play calling that you wish you could have back?
Yeah, it was about 100 of them, the ones that didn't work. Which plays didn't work? You know, that's the way we look at it. You know, why weren't we successful on that play? And I think everybody owns it. I own it by making the play call, and they own it by not being able to execute it. So I think you can go through the entire game and which ones weren't successful and which ones were successful, you know?
Did you see a little more zip on Matt's throws that maybe during the summer stuff and preseason games it looked like a little more live?
No, I mean that's Matt. I know when Matt got here after we drafted him, you know, he wasn't where I had seen him when he was at USC, and he admitted that his shoulder wasn't 100% healed. But I think when Matt came back, you know, that's the same Matt I saw go out there and play well. I thought Matt played well for us in the preseason, so you know, I didn't see a difference. On Sunday in him, I think Matt can make the throws, and you know, it's just a matter of him learning what we're doing and learning the speed of the game, and you know, I think he's got a bright future. So.
And looking back at it, would you have managed the end of the second quarter the same way you did?
No, I mean when you look at it, it's a 60-yard field goal and it's fourth and one. So if we run a play with 14 seconds to go on the clock, we gain 1 yard, we gain a first down. I got to call a timeout, and then we're going to kick a 59-yard field goal. So. You know, it wasn't like, now, if the field goal was 1 yard short, I'd be kicking myself in the tail right now because we needed to be a little bit closer. But it wasn't 1 yard short. And Alex had hit it in pregame. The wind was at our back. I also felt like if we gave them the ball in that situation that they weren't going to be able to throw one pass and get a field goal, because going the other way, we had to be inside the 30 with the wind in our face. So, you know, part of the decision when you don't go, when you punt, when you kick from that situation, is where are you giving them the ball? And I knew when we gave them the ball, for the amount of time we gave them the ball with 9 seconds to go at the 50-yard line, but they're going to have to get the ball inside the 30, so it had to be a 20-yard shot for them to get it inside the 30 so that they'd have an opportunity to come a point. So, you know, the risk of gaining one more yard, and that's saying we did convert it. You know, I don't think, you know, we weren't going to dial up a play that was going to get us 15 yards on fourth and one. They put us in a situation to make it a closer field goal. So, you know, Alex consistency in the last 2 weeks hit 62 yarders in our practice on Thursday out here, and then was hitting from 60 in pregame warm-up, especially going in that direction because of the wind. So,
it looks like you tried to get a few wheel routes there in the first quarter. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you saw, maybe Dallas struggled that before.
Now we just it's the matchup. You know, I think when people are going to play in man, who's going to cover your running back? You know, I think when you look at it, you know, one of the big plays in the Chargers game was the big play we threw to LeSean. You know, when you can kind of try to free him up a little bit, we try to do it a little bit with screen passes and some other aspects of things, whether we have him running option routes or sometimes, you know, the changeup is instead of always running an option route and breaking down at 4 to 5 yards just to run a wheel route down the sideline. So
it looked like the throw to Bryce was fairly good. Just, you know, the connection wasn't there. Does Bryce make that play a lot in practice? I mean, is his hands out of the backfield that far deep?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen Bryce make that catch before. So, but the ball wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like it hit his hands and he dropped it, you know. So, you know, I think we could have been a little bit more accurate on a couple of those throws. So,
were you worried at all about, like, body language some of your players showed, like, on offense, you know, like
play got messed up or something. It seemed like they were pretty frustrated.
I mean, I think everybody gets frustrated out there. You know, the biggest thing about when you get frustrated is do something about it. You know, make it happen and continue. You know, and I think we talked about it after the game. We got to stick together as a group. You know, it's always us against the other team. It can't be us against us. And I'm confident this group will stick together.
All things being equal, is Michael still your starter for the rest of the season?
You asked that question 27 times. You're going to keep getting the same answer. My decision based on who our quarterback is based on health. So right now I don't know who's healthy or who's not healthy. And until we find out who's healthy, it doesn't help anybody to say that guy's our starter. It doesn't help the situation because I don't know when they're all coming back. So when they come back, our whole focus is to play the New York Giants this week, and what's the best way to get us to beat the Giants? And depending on who's the healthy quarterback this week, then we're going to go with that healthy hand. Okay. And all things being equal, you're never going to get that answer until I know who's healthy on our team. So.
On the topic, are there examples of us against us?
No, I was just answering his question on when you see body language or whatever. You know, just that's just a general statement that we would always make. So,
on the
topic, you
said on
the broadcast that you had never had a first half in college or obviously the NFL where your team didn't score. What was that like for you? Was that stunning to you?
I wasn't hearkening back to my college career in the middle of the first half. No, I just think anytime we don't get a first down, I'm frustrated. You know, and I think we all are frustrated is that, you know, we have a mindset that the only team that can stop us is ourselves. And that's the thing that bothers you. But I don't think you look back and say, hey, you know, I've never been in this situation before. You know, why is this happening to us? And say, hey, what do we got to do? What's going to work? Let's make some adjustments here and, you know, try to come out and throw a naked in the second half. They were flowing pretty good and some, you know, a couple other things. And for one reason or another, we just seemed to be a playoff. And just sometimes it was just a little bit of a placement off or it hit us in the hands and we dropped it. You know, it was just, you know, hopefully it's just one of those days. But we as a group have to learn from that. We got to fix it and it'll start tomorrow.
Chip, going forward, obviously the Cowboys are atop the division. And after having played them, do you think there's that big of a difference between you and the Cowboys?
I don't. I mean, we'll go play them again. We'll get ready for the Cowboys on December 29th game, and right now we're all focused on the Giants. So.
Okay. Is there anyone you know practice more for each other?
All right, that is head coach Chip Kelly. The quarterback update is this. The Eagles will keep their handlers on Nick Foles, who suffered a concussion on Sunday against the Dallas Cowboys. He'll go through the NFL's program before he is cleared to return to the practice field. We don't know when that will be. Michael Vick continues to take treatment on the hamstring injury. Team is off today, so tomorrow a very pivotal day. Chip Kelly doesn't know who will practice and take the first team reps tomorrow, much less look down the line to Sunday. Everything is based, as the head coach said, on health at the quarterback position. So it's going to be one of those. Stay tuned with us all week long. Find out who lines up at the quarterback position against the New York Giants. And to that end, tomorrow the coordinators meet the media at about 11:20. We'll carry that for you live. And then Adam Kaplan joins me in studio for Eagles Live at noon. And we will keep you up to date on everything Eagles, including that all-important health situation at the quarterback position. We thank you for joining us today. Eagles Live signing off now. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.